95.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
She was 16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started to slip and fall, teeter-tottered on the top of patent leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through a giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you. But I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. Call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you.
For my love for you. Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la, 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 di-di-da. La, la, di-di-da. Di-da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar. my ears and believe in you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody,
can anybody find me
somebody to love?
Yeah. I work,
he works hard
every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones. At the end,
at the end of the day,
I take home my heart away.
Oh, goes on,
on
his own.
Tired out, my knees
last
right away. Till the tears run down from my eyes.
Lord,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody.
Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So rolls a riot van and sparks excitement in the boys. But the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. I didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that gene.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
You kind of scared yourself. when you get home.
Thank you. hang on tight. So that everyone needs to hang on tighter, just to keep from being thrown to the wolves.
Tabloid footprints in your hair. Tabloid footprints everywhere. We can't be silent, cause they might be giants. And what are we gonna do unless they are? They might be giants. They might be giants.
They might be bald. They might be snow. They might be something else in the snow.
They might be giants.
Four.
They might be giants.
They might be fake. They might be lies. They might be big, big, fake, fake lies.
Tabloid footprints in your.
Competition. To find a way we'll lose control. to mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Girl, the autumn moonlight's mine.